Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
So we're doing some streeters on the street late yesterday and early this morning. The response hasn't been too enthusiastic about, you know, getting rid of the theater and putting more condo space downtown. What do you think?
Well, it's a very challenging, it's a very ambitious program, and it's you know, you don't build condos in Toronto without stirring up some controversy, but I think people need to look at a couple of things, and they need to listen to David Mirvish talk about the theater business from his perspective. But you know, this is an application by a property owner, and it's not just condos. It's a very generous contribution to the fabric of the city that's being proposed here. And you know, we have an obligation to look at it and understand it and make a decision. But it's well above the usual proposal that comes into City Hall. This isn't just condos. The complex that surrounds these condos hopes to make an extraordinary contribution to the fabric of the city.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, sometimes you know, heritage disappears when you create heritage.
But it also creates density, so that's also going to mean, and I'm not being negative here for the sake of being negative, but it means transportation, TTC, roads that are able to handle, parking to visit the retails. I mean, God knows how many people would live there. If they're talking 2,600 condo units, you know, you add three or four people or two to four in a unit, we're talking thousands and thousands living downtown there along King Street. Not a bad thing, but you've got a real density in the downtown core here. How do you feel about that? What are the cautionary things?
Well, the downtown is going through an explosion of population. In the next 4 years, the population in this neighborhood is slated to grow by 137%. The good news is that almost everybody walks to work, but almost three-quarters of the people walk to work. And so it's a different kind of a neighborhood. It's more like Manhattan than we've seen in terms of the way in which people live in these buildings, and the only real sort of stress in the infrastructure that we're measuring that seems to be a concern is the supply of electricity. But a second substation is being built at the foot of John Street to deal with exactly this issue. You know, the number of people, you know, there are concerns about how people live in tall buildings and whether they create good, strong social environments. But one of the things we've been advocating for, and this building meets in a spectacular way, is the sense of a vertical neighborhood, that the commercial, that the retail, that the employment uses, the institutional opportunities are present on the site. And one of the things that the Mirvish proposal does do is it builds more than just simply retail and residential. It builds into and adds to the strength of an existing neighborhood. And for that reason, I'm not as concerned about the density numbers as I am about making sure the project fits properly and that we deal with issues like heritage and shadow in a sensitive way, and that's what the public meetings after this application is filed will deal with.
So you're not opposed to this at the outset?
I don't oppose or support buildings at the outset. This building had a very sensitive approach to the application stage, and there are reasons for that. My job now is to make sure that there's a good public process around the planning, and to make sure that the community is heard and the wider city interests are taken into account as we handle this application. That's what will happen.
I guess David Mirvish was away the day the news broke that the housing and condo bubble was about to descend upon us, huh?
Well, you know, this project, it's already in the New York Times. It's got a global response that's part of its marketing, and you know, it's not City Hall's job to decide whether or not you know, somebody's vision or dream is doable. It's our job to process the application, and if people want to take a chance, that's what the market's for.
Thanks, Adam.